Welcome back to Sports Day SA. David Wilde and KG for the award-winning Aussie Service mobile plans. Just $20, KG. It's called Mate. Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from $59. Well, the Australians Women's Ashes squad has been named.
Yes, and have a look who's in it.
I'll tell you what would have been a tough one to name.
Have a look who returns. The Sturt Cricket Club.
Well, our next guest returns too. Megan Shute, fast
from
bowler.
From Sturt.
Oh, all right.
Well, I played with Sturt.
Well, let's get the intro going. You can say, it's not about you. Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Thanks for calling me a fast bowler, and thanks for repping Sturt.
I think you're a fast bowler, so no doubt excited. I think there's no real surprise in there, but it's always nice, isn't it, to hear your name?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you still get nervous for the selectors' phone call. There's no such thing as cementing your position, but I'm just excited to get back. It feels like forever since I've been a part of the Aussie setup, so watching it on TV not long ago sucked, and yeah, I'm really keen to join.
You know, Megan, I always say women's cricket has really taken off. I could probably name 7 or 8 players in the team.
Oh, I love it.
And yet, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, you might have only known, you know, the top one or two. And but when you reel off Gardner and Haynes and Lanning, Mooney, yourself, Healy,
Talia McGrath, it's a very good player.
That's a good sign, isn't it? Because you're getting all the publicity now. We're seeing the games on Seven or Fox, and it's as big as the men's now. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, look, honestly, it's absolutely flipped 180 since I first started playing cricket for Australia, and to kind of be a part of every era of that has been really cool because it makes you appreciate everything you've got. And I think the publicity we get now largely backs on to a lot of support from CA and giving us that chance to be exposed, but also the domestic competitions like the Big Bash that just brings out all these new names and new players that have come up. And you know, players like Tali McGrath got to shine in 50 over cricket for state for a long time. I think they really caught her eye when she started smashing at the Big Bash. So, yeah, I don't know. There's lots of things to thank for that, but, yeah, very grateful.
Gee, Megan, it must have been a nice feeling, too, to come back for an Ashes campaign. That's the pinnacle so far as cricket is concerned, in my view. You've got, what, 3 T20s, a test match at Marnica Oval, and 3 1-days. That must give you a good feeling, a good buzz.
Absolutely. I love the Ashes. There's no greater thrill, I think. And normally it's an extremely good competition. I mean, we did wipe the park off them last Ashes, which was great, but they are a new team with a new coach. So it's a whole different setup for them, and I think they'll play really good cricket. But there's nothing better than beating the Poms, and hopefully we can do that 7 times.
Exactly. Megan, are you going for 4 straight wins in the Ashes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would be, actually.
4. Beautiful.
Yeah, now that you say that, yep. It's been a good run, and that's why we expect some really big competition from them, especially with a World Cup following.
You've got an amazing record, ODI, 99 wickets, T20, 96 wickets. Only the 4 test matches, 9 wickets. Would the girls like to play more tests? I know it's tough, and the one day is that's what makes the turnstiles go around, but where do you see it? Would you like a few more test matches?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if you ask anyone in the team, they'd all say the same thing. We'd love to do it. And the fact that it comes around and is so rare does make it extremely special. But at the same time, we would love the chance to play more. And I think, you know, that is a future endeavour for everyone. And we'd have to bring that into, you know, domestic stuff and start playing 3-day games and whatnot for loads and literally just to practice playing the game. And I think that's kind of always the hard line we teeter on, is how to actually play the test when it's worth points in a different series, and we don't play it all that often.
It's amazing when the test matches are, Australia won 9, England 6, 8 draws. So they've certainly been competitive, or really competitive.
Yeah. And the draws are frustrating in a sense of we'd also love 5 days. I reckon if we had a 5-day test match, we'd get a result more often than not. So, hopefully too, we're not on a used wicket this time. I think that was a big letdown last test that we played. You know, I think it creates a really hard opportunity for us to try and get wickets on day 4 of a used wicket. So, yeah, hopefully it's a fresh pitch as well.
Now, I heard the COVID's really made it tough for everyone, and the squad have to basically stay at home or don't get out too much because you don't want to get I've got the World Cup coming up. You don't want to get sick there, and they've said if players contract COVID, they probably won't be eligible. So is that what it's like walking in eggshells, isn't it? You're waiting to play, but you don't want to certainly come down with COVID.
Well, I've actually just recovered from COVID, so I'm probably one of the lucky ones in the sense of I'm not going to get it. Yeah, I'm like pretty much immune now. So had my booster yesterday. I'm pretty much like COVID-free for the rest of the year at least.
You're flying, Megan.
But absolutely, on eggshells, I think, you know, our protocols are pretty strict and we all understand the risk that we are taking to try and get this underway, and so we'll respect that, and it is what it is. But you kind of just get used to following protocols now, as silly as it sounds, but it's just a part of the game, and hopefully once we get to New Zealand with less cases there, it might be eased a little bit.
Megan, I was a little disappointed. I'm a great fan of Amanda Jade Wellington. I just love the way that she goes about her cricket. She's missed being a part of the test side. She'll be in the Australian A. I thought she might have got a berth with a couple of injuries to other spin bowls, but she's missed out. A little disappointed about that.
Yeah, look, I think you're in a long list of people there. Be interesting to hear the reasoning besides that. I mean, it was always going to be between her and Kingy, and they both had outstanding big bashes, and it was going to be hard, but I would like to know the reasoning behind it. I guess, you know, Wellows had her opportunities at Australian level and absolutely deserves another one, but I guess this could be a chance for Kingy to shine, and I think, you know, one light at the end of the tunnel is if she can, you know, really produce some good cricket in Aussie, then she'd be putting her hand up for World Cup as well.
Just to follow up on that, we mentioned the seven or eight players that are household names. If you had to pick out of the 22 women's squad or whatever for the next superstar, if you like, we look at Darcy Brown, Annabelle Sutherland, and is anyone that you think will be the, you know, maybe the next Elise Perry or Meg Lanning when you look at what's coming through?
Oh, there's plenty coming through, and I think that's kind of the scary part. You know, you've got your young Stella Campbells and Maitland Browns that can bowl express, but then you've got such classy heads like Georgia Redmayne, who just produces runs for fun at a domestic level. There's plenty of talent going around. That's what's kind of scary, is they're going to take my job soon. But so in all respect to our, you know, domestic system, we keep producing young, good players and all come through with a really good attitude towards their cricket, so we're very lucky.
Gee, Megan, I'll be very surprised if our captain, Talia McGrath, doesn't have a good series against England. I saw her a few times this year, and I just love her technique. She plays so straight, her footwork's fantastic. I think she's a class act, to be quite frank.
Oh, she has been for a long time. I've been nudging at Motti, our coach, for years and years to get Talia into our team, and he thought it was my South Australian bias, but
Nothing wrong with that, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's just thrived. She's such a calm head. Not only has she obviously got like the perfect technique and the right attitude, she's just so calm-headed, controlled, has played enough cricket in her life to, you know her role, and it just goes out there and has a bit of fun. But I think now that she's had that opportunity and has that expectation on her shoulders, that's really humbling. I think she hates being called a superstar, and that's why I bloody love her.
Yeah. Megan, tell us about young Riley Louise. She's only just a youngster, motherhood. You're in Jester. How's it been for you?
It's been hard, I'm not going to lie. It's been a real different journey. Obviously, time in hospital wasn't the best, but she's a bloody trooper. She's been amazing from the get-go, and like she was born 850 grams and now she'd be nudging close to 5 kg. She's got an appetite, that's for sure, but she's just amazing and is one of those babies that, you know, is a new thing every day, a new sound, and she gives us hell sometimes, you know. What babies do, but it's definitely through the hole that we didn't know that was there.
They don't rest, mothers. I've got my 17-month-old grandson over from America with my daughter, and they've been staying with us for the last month, and, the house gets turned upside down every minute of every day. And I take my hat off to all the mums and dads. It's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, yours is still young, but when do they start walking around?
Oh, my God. It's already hard without that. We keep thinking that a lot. Like, she's progressing so quickly every day. She's just started teething, so she's already at that annoying stage. And I'm like, imagine what life is going to be like when we turn around and she's not there. She can walk and just do whatever she wants around the house. Like, we're in for deep trouble.
There's nothing better, Megan, I can assure you. Now, Megan, a little Dicky Bird's been whispering in my ear, being a former Sturt player, and you played with Sturt, you won the T20 50 over, that you're doing some mentoring with the girls there. Are you enjoying that?
Oh, mentoring, strong word. I mean, like, I don't get around club cricket probably as much as I should, but we don't really get the opportunity to do so. But every time I do get the opportunity to play cricket, I put my hand up. There's there's players in that team that I started playing with at Sturt when I was 13. So, yeah, there's a big blue heart for me in my chest that will always be there. And for me, Sturt is a great club with great people involved. So, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, that's for sure.
Well, I can't wait. It starts on January the 21st, KGC.
I'll be there.
Three T20s, Adelaide Oval, yep. ODIs and one test. And happy birthday, I think it's Saturday too, for you, coming up another big one.
So, yeah, last one of the 20s.
Cage, you know, I'd love to be in there 20, sorry about that.
Megan, you're a pup, absolute pup.
Just a youngster.
My body doesn't feel it, but I take it.
Yeah, good luck.
Good on you, Megan.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Great to talk to you.
Megan Shoot, they call the nickname Shooter. And
Shooter.
She's
quick.
A very popular member. The
other one, Darcy Brown's in too.
Yeah.
I love her.
What about that when you say the next young gun? She said there's so many.
Well, there are.
I mean, Australian cricket is in really good hands.
I'm telling you, you watch this Talia McGrath.
Yeah, no, I've seen her. I've seen her play.
I'm absolutely wrapped in her.
But then again, you look at, you know, Beth Mooney and Ash Gardner.
But
stars everywhere.
Stands out with Talia.
Lisa Healy.
Yeah, well, Lisa Healy.
Ranked in the top in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess there, Megan Shute. You can play Keno from only $1 a game. There's been a draw every few minutes and always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. Cage, that's it for us.
Oh, we're going to get that one quick.
Well, that's what happens when you're having fun. Time goes quick. How many times do you try and get the Sturt Cricket Club into that
too? Well, because they're a great club.
Case, it's not all about you. No, it's about Megan.
It's about the Sturt Cricket
Club. Same with young Thomas Kelly, and it all goes back to Sturt. What about Prospect? They don't get a mention.
Oh, Prospect. They're the biggest. No.
Oh.
No.
See you tomorrow, Case.
Bye.
Bye now.